forged from greatness and an iconoclastic passion comes Rodman by Aloha Sun. This impressive 20,000 puffs disposable vape, inspired and endorsed by Dennis Rodman himself, features a slick dual texture design for a better grip, a chewy rubber mouthpiece for easier mouth to device contact, and a USB-C fast charging plus an efficient LED indicator so you can keep score of battery and juice levels. Easily adjust airflow using the switch at the base of the device, and you're all set to take the world on like a champ. Available in 14 unique flavors with bestsellers like Waterman, Blue Raz, and Cool Mint, and a one-of-a-kind flavors like Asahi Berry and Strawberry Ropes, Rodman delivers both quality and quantity. Now also available in nicotine pouches like Zyn, but tastier. Go to Rodman9K.com to get your head in the game with Rodman 20K. Disposables and nicotine pouches. As a special deal for our listeners, Rodman by Aloha Sun is offering 20% off your first purchase with the code DRINKBRO. Again, that's 20% off with the code DRINKBRO.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Didn't do so well last week.
We did all right.
You did, I think.
Hayden Buckley plus 1150 top 20.
I saw him up there the entire thing, but when Riley started boat racing everybody, I checked out. Did he hang on?
Davis Riley did win, yeah.
No. I know Davis Riley won, but did your guy?
Oh, dude, yeah. It was a top 20. He finished top five.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Because there were some listeners that hit me up, and they were like, yo, that Delco pick was fucking bomb. That guy you kept putting on everything. Mm-hmm, so he did end up in the top 20.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, so shit. How much did you have on that?
$100. So we won 100. I mean, everything considered, we 1150.
That's great.
Minus whatever the other bets were. So,
I've been doing a lot of live betting on my bookie lately. I love it. It's a blast. If you don't have the account open yet, go ahead and open it now. It's fucking rad. Everything they have there. Full disclosure, not only did my picks lose because I only picked winners last week, but I threw a hundo on Scotty Saturday morning at 5-1, mm-hmm. and he didn't show up. What's the story?
He did show up. He finished second. I mean, he still had those charges like over his head. They're now dropped officially, so he can probably go on and win again. Okay. He's not playing this week. He's finally taking a week off.
He needs to.
Yeah.
He didn't look great on Sunday.
Nobody did. It was playing tough. It was windy. I think Davis Riley won. I mean, he was already up.
All he had to do was par the fucking final round.
He shot even par final round, but I mean, everybody else was shooting over par, and he already had four strokes on everybody else.
He was boat racing. I think last time I checked in, he was up by five or six, and I was like, all right, cool, man. I'm done with this today. But it was fun. Did you end up throwing any more on in Vegas when you were out there?
I did, but I took. I was like, "Fuck it! I'll put it on Hayden Buckley just cause."
Yeah,
I was like, "He's not gonna win on the show," and I was right. But I was like, "I was in Vegas. I'm like, what if
he did?
What if he did?
Yeah. What were the odds on that?
Even on Saturday, he was like 35-1.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Didn't do it.
Didn't do it.
Davis Riley, though, it's just one of those names that pops up once a year.
I thought he was going to fall apart. I mean, he won last year in the team event. That doesn't really matter.
No.
And he's been playing like ass all year.
Yeah. I didn't think he was going to win either. I thought it was Scotty's for sure. And then, no, all you need to do is
another 100-1, 125-1 guy that won this year.
You know where I'm going with that.
Mm-hmm.
You doing it this week?
Not quite, but we are going with some, you know, off the board names.
I mean, look, at this point, does this seem that crazy anymore? I mean, besides Scotty, everybody else has pretty much been 40-1 or higher the entire year. So, mm-hmm. like, maybe it is time to start going after these weirdos.
This field kind of sucks, too. So
it's terrible.
I mean, it's Rory and, I mean, Tommy's the second favorite at, like, 19-1.
Yeah.
Which, no thanks.
No.
No thanks.
No.
You'll remember he lost in the playoff last year. This is my one win last year was Nick Taylor at the Canadian Open. I don't think a Canadian's going to go back to back. So course is different this year. It's at Hamilton, which it was last held at 2019. Rory won there in 2019, so he's like 3-1. No thanks for that.
No,
I will say if you do want to pick Rory to win this week, mm-hmm. and he could, you could go with a little parlay action. You go Rory to win the Canadian Open.
All right.
And Nelly Korda to win the U.S. Women's Open this week.
What's she at?
So she's plus 330.
Damn.
Which dude. I'm actually going to pick her this week. That's one of my picks. We won't count it for the official show, but I'm just going to give it out as like a top five, top 10 in its place of a top 10. Nelly Korda to win the Women's U.S. Open at plus 330. I'm going to put $200 there. But if you want to get really ballsy, you take Rory to win. Parlayed with Nelly Korda,
uh-huh.
that pays out at almost 18-1.
Fuck, that's it's almost impossible to pick men's and women's. Nelly Korda, I'm with you. Like she's won what, 5 of the last 6?
She's won 6 of 7.
Jesus Christ, yeah. And I mean, it's like betting on Nelly Korda is a no brainer for me. I just don't know about Rory.
He could just boat race.
He could
this field. If he shows up.
He could. It just depends on if he wants to.
I know. So if you want to pick Roars this week, I think that's the way to go. Because I think Nelly Korda, I think
lock.
That's
all, a fucking
honestly,
lock.
It's another major. She's going to.
It's a lock. I'm all in on Nelly Korda. Yeah. Like, I get it.
Because Lilia Vu is not playing this week. She's probably the second best player in the world right now, and she's just not going to be there.
Okay.
Conditions are going to be tough, and yeah, Nelly Korda is going to separate herself. I think even she could be like 4 or 5 back on Thursday, she'll still probably win by 3.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's going to win this as well. On to the men. Who do you got winning this week at the RBC Canadian Open?
We're going with a man who hasn't won on the PGA Tour yet, but he's been sniffing around in his 40s.
Yep.
Hitting his peak.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Noren.
It's a good pick.
23-1. Going with $100 there. Then we're going with a man that's won on tour, typically picks his spots here and there. Englishman by the name of Matt Wallace. He's also been playing really good golf this year. 75-1, $100 to win $7,500. Then we're going with an Irishman.
Yeah.
We're going with Seamus Power.
Seamus.
85-1.
Whew.
$100 there. You didn't think I was going to go. I said Irishman. A lot of people probably thought Shane Lowry. Nah.
Nah.
Shane Lowry doesn't win. He just doesn't win. He'll probably top 5 here this week.
He's a great fucking personality. I wish he would win. He'd be good for the tour.
He just doesn't win anymore.
No.
He can't putt on Sundays. So Alex Noren, Matt Wallace, Seamus Power, Nelly Korda to win the US Open, $200 there at plus 330. And then I got top 20s on Mark Hubbert at plus 285, Matt Wallace at plus 310, plus 390 on CT Pan. Chan Kim at plus 440, and then Patton Kizzire at plus 500. So $100 to win 500. And those are all the top 20s.
I don't know who Patton Kizzire is, to be honest with you.
He's been good to me. Whenever I put money on him, he usually shows up.
All right. I'm going to go with one Canadian, Corey Connors.
Have him.
I'm going to take him at...
You're going to take little Corey Connors?
22-1. Man, he's a good player. He's due to win one of these fucking things, I feel like. I'm going to go with another Canadian, Adam Hadwin, at 50-1.
Okay.
So I'm going to load up. I think this is Canada's time. They had one. Was it last year or
Nick
the year
Taylor.
Before?
Nick Taylor last year. There's no way. There's no way they're going to have back-to-back Canadian Open winners.
I think they are, dude. I think the streak just needed to be broken, and then that's it, and we're good to go here. And then next up...
Take Mackenzie Hughes. Do it.
I'm going to take Doug Gim at 70-1, dude. 70-1.
Just go all three Canadian players.
Yeah, that's where I'm at this time. It's been a weird year, man. If you've been able to pick it, what was the fucking stat that came back? If it rolled over for every single thing, you would have won like, I don't know, $2 trillion already because the odds are so fucking high
at this
these
point,
days.
Yeah.
It's weird to see, man. And I know I've bitched about it in the past and I'll bitch about it again. It's time to combine the tour here and get everybody back together. Yeah, it's weird to watch every week. How are the ratings? Were the ratings good?
So apparently it's just like kind of a crapshoot. Last week at Colonial, when Davis Riley was up like 4 or 5 strokes,
mm-hmm.
Best rankings they've had at Colonial in like a couple of years. It's
no
weird.
Shit.
It's weird.
Okay.
Makes no sense. It's just kind of like, I guess, what it's going up against, what people are up to on a Sunday. Like, I guess Memorial Day weekend, maybe people were just hungover.
Yeah, and you're waiting for the basketball games to come on and all that other stuff. Because I looked at the, was it the U.S. Open? I was right before that? Or the Players?
Mm-hmm.
Which was the one that Scotty got arrested at?
He got arrested at the PGA Championship.
That's it. So I looked at those ratings, and they were fucking through the roof, but obviously everybody could clicked in to see what Scotty was going to do.
But then master ratings were down, and then people were trying to be like, well, a lot of people watch it through the app, and they didn't count through the app, and...
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's strange. But again, there's a lot of people in neighborhoods and dads who are betting on golf every week who love these picks and love this show. So go ahead and give them your picks one more time here.
Oh, Canada, we're going with Alex Noren, Matt Wallace, Seamus Power, and then Nelly Korda to win the U.S. Open. And then top 20s in the Canadian Open on Mark Hubbard, Matt Wallace, CT Pan, Chan Kim, and Patton Kizzire.
All right. I got Doug Gim at 70-1, Corey Connors at 22-1. And then last but not least, Adam Hadwin at 50-1. I thought long and hard about Sahith at 20-1 here because he's going to win one of these fucking things, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't pull the trigger.
He's already got a couple in the bank, you know?
He does.
One in Napa.
I just don't think he's going to do it up here in Canada. I backed away from it. I went with a really fucking big long shot.
Yeah, plus, like, you want Sahith at 35-40-1. You don't want him at 20-1.
No.
Seems like you're overpaying.
I agree, man. But it's a weird week. I like Alex Noren, though, for sure.
Definitely not Tommy.
No. I didn't even consider Tommy Fleetwood. Don't even bring up his fucking name on this show, dude.
But yeah, like I said, if you want to take Rory and Nelly in a parlay and it pays out 18-1.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I'll throw a little money on that just for the lulls of it all. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Just make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And then obviously go to fucking iTunes and rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. We need reviews. It's not just Drinking Bros. You got to review Drinking Bros Sports as well. We appreciate you tuning in, kids. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.